Is the New World Order conditioning us for disappointment through entertainment? Here's something I've noticed the last few years with the new movies coming out. They'll do a sequel of a beloved movie from the 70s, 80s, or 90s and botch it. Not only is it a bad movie, usually, but they change the storyline. So the resolution from the original movie or movies didn't really solve the problem. And the hero, turns out, really wasn't the hero. I believe this whole disappointing us through entertainment, not giving us what we want, tearing down our beloved movies started with the reboot of Star Trek in 2009. It was one of the first things they did. They altered the timeline, destroyed Vulcan, and everything up to that point, the original series, all the movies, and all the other TV series, none of that happened. Kirk was an undisciplined millennial, and Spock was irrational. I know lifelong Star Trek fans who refuse to watch any of the new movies. And don't get me started on Star Wars. I'm a lifelong Star Wars fan. The new movies came out. The first movie was okay, but The Last Jedi was a disaster, and the last one was just a mess trying to tie everything together. And what was the end result? Luke Skywalker really wasn't the chosen one. He became a basket case and lost his faith. Rey was the chosen one. She defeated the Emperor. And all that stuff from the original series didn't matter. Did you see The New Coming to America? You know, that really funny movie from the 80s where an African prince comes to America to find his bride? Well, turns out he's a sexist pig who was trying to make his daughter marry someone because he didn't want the crown to pass to her. He wanted it to go to a male. Oh, and it wasn't funny at all. But what triggered this video is I watched the new Matrix movie. Now, The Matrix isn't my favorite franchise, but I always enjoyed them. And it was so predictable. I've been thinking about this subject for a while, and while I was watching the movie, I knew exactly what was going to happen. In the end, it turns out Neo isn't the chosen one, like we all thought. It is Neo and Trinity together. They are the chosen ones. And Trinity is actually more powerful. She could fly in this new Matrix, and Neo couldn't. And they didn't destroy the Matrix. They decided just to change it, make it better, because the people didn't actually want to be free. Well, isn't that interesting? That's like the rebels in Star Wars saying, well, we're not going to destroy the Death Star this time. We'll just make it a little bit better. Game of Thrones? I can't think of anything more disappointing than how that show ended. Did Jon Snow or Daenerys win the Game of Thrones? You know, the people that we were rooting for the whole time? No, they got screwed. Brandon and Sansa, the two most uninteresting characters in the entire show, they won. Oh, and have you noticed that the Alphabet crowd will apparently do very well in the apocalypse? The vast majority of people die in whatever apocalyptic event occurs, and a group that now makes up no more than 4% of the population will make up about 20 to 40% of the survivors. The first 3 or 4 years of The Walking Dead had no Alphabet people, then they started popping up everywhere. And so how is this disappointing? In an apocalyptic situation, the perpetuation of the species will be paramount. That will be difficult to do if a significant amount of the population isn't breeding material. Let's talk about comedy. When was the last time SNL was funny? With all the Brandon stuff going on, they can't be funny. I watched the new Jim Gaffigan special. Let's just say he woke up. It wasn't funny at all. Thanks to jokes like the one about billionaires sending rockets into space where the punchline was, and no one's saying, has this guy paid his taxes? No, Jim, no one's saying that, are they? It was completely out of touch and not funny at all. At one point, he proceeds to bash Catholicism, even though he's supposedly Catholic, but he says this about Judaism. I think Judaism is perfect. There's nothing wrong with it, and I'd like to be in more feature films. Well, isn't that interesting? How about music? The music today is terrible. And that's not me, 50-year-old man, saying, my music was better, get off my lawn. All of my kids are in their 20s, and they say it, and their friends say it. So why is Hollywood putting out movies and shows nobody wants to watch, ruining the shows and movies we love, and putting out music no one wants to listen to? Some people will say they're running out of ideas, so they just rehash the old stuff and impose their current liberal agenda. But there are only about 10 storylines anyway. We've been watching the same movies over and over since cinema began. They just changed the details. Star Wars and The Wizard of Oz are basically the same movie. Unlikely hero from a nowhere place is pit against the evil ruler, and against all odds, destroys that evil. No, they are purposely targeting our beloved movies, heroes, and franchises. Why? To get us used to disappointment. It's a psyop. To tear us down mentally, so it will be easier to control. They don't want men to have heroes. That's why they are redoing all these movies and replacing the male hero with a female one. If armed resistance happens, it will be men who do it, and men cannot relate to a female hero, so therefore they will not have any heroes to inspire them. It's the same thing they did in Germany after the war. They didn't want the Germans to have heroes to look up to because if they did, they may not be so easily controlled. Now, if you've watched any of my videos on this subject, you know I don't advocate armed resistance. This isn't 1776. It isn't an even playing field. And one of the requirements, according to St. Augustine, for a just war is we must have a reasonable chance for victory, and we don't. Any armed resistance will be crushed. But they are clearly afraid of it. Now, these people aren't our enemy. Ephesians 6:12 says, "We are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." This is a spiritual battle, which means we need spiritual weapons. Christ sent his mother to Fatima, Portugal in 1917 to warn us that what is happening now would happen, and to give us the remedy for it. God even performed a great miracle to confirm the authenticity of the Fatima message. On October 13th, an estimated 70,000 people came to witness the miracle, including many skeptics, government officials, and reporters from the secular Masonic anti-Catholic newspaper, O Seculo, who couldn't wait to report that nothing happened. It was raining very heavily when it stopped suddenly. The clouds parted, and the sun began to spin and give off all the colors of the rainbow. Then it began to, quote, dance in the sky. Then it started plunging towards Earth. Everyone thought it was the end of the world. They began to scatter, plead for mercy, and confessing their sins. The sun moved back into its normal position and color. The ground and everyone's clothes were completely dry. Several thousand witnesses saw this event as far as 20 miles away. The skeptical O Seculo reporter reported these events in the newspaper, refusing to recant them despite harsh criticism and pressure to change his story. So what did she say at Fatima? What is the answer? What can we do? On July 13th, Mary appeared to the three Fatima seers, Lucy, Jacinta, and Francisco, and said, "Pray the rosary every day in honor of Our Lady of the Rosary to obtain peace in the world, for only she can save it." She then gave the children a frightful vision of hell, and when the vision was over, she said, "You have seen hell, where the souls of poor sinners go. To save them, God wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart. If what I say is done, many souls will be saved, and there will be peace. The war is going to end, but if people don't cease offending God, a worse one will break out during the pontificate of Pius XI. When you see a night illuminated by an unknown light, know that this is the great sign given you by God that he is about to punish the world for its crimes, by means of war, famine, and persecutions of the Church and of the Holy Father. To prevent this, I shall come to ask for the consecration of Russia to my Immaculate Heart and the communion of reparation on the first Saturdays. If my requests are heeded, Russia will be converted, and there will be peace. If not, she will spread her errors throughout the world, causing wars and persecution of the Church. The good will be martyred, the Holy Father will have much to suffer, various nations will be annihilated. In the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. The Holy Father will consecrate Russia to me, and she shall be converted, and a period of peace will be granted to the world. Russia will spread her errors. What are the errors of Russia? Communism. What are we fighting against? What is threatening to take over the world? What does the New World Order want to impose on us? Communism. The alphabet agenda, Fraulinism, all the riots, those are all communist tactics. Of course, once they take over, none of that will be tolerated. Look at the communists in Russia. They used those tactics to bring down the society, but after they took it over, it wasn't tolerated. Mary says in order to stop the spread of the errors of Russia and have peace in the world, three things are required. One, we have to pray the rosary. When people pray the rosary in mass, it stops tyranny. After World War II, Austria was divided among the Allies. In the Soviet bloc, a rosary crusade was started for the Soviets to leave. In 1955, all the Allies left Austria, and it gained independence. The Soviets left without firing a shot. Austria is the only place the Soviet Union voluntarily gave up occupation. In 1571, the Ottoman Empire was poised to invade and take over Western Europe. At the time, they had the biggest and best navy in the world. A ragtag fleet made up mainly of farmers was formed, without help from England or France, and only monetary support from Spain. The Pope called for all of Christendom to pray the rosary for victory against the mighty Turks. On October 7th, heavily outnumbered, the Christian fleet engaged the battle-hardened Ottoman fleet. Within 4 hours, most of the Muslim fleet was at the bottom of the sea and their admiral's head on a spike. This is why the Feast of the Rosary is celebrated on October 7th. It used to be called the Feast of Our Lady of Victory. 2. We must practice the first 5 Saturdays devotion. On December 10th, 1925, Our Lady appeared to Sister Lucy and said, "See, my daughter, my heart surrounded with thorns, which ingrates pierce me at every moment with blasphemies and ingratitude. You at least make sure to console me and announce that all those who for 5 months on the first Saturdays go to confession, receive communion, say 5 decades of the rosary, and keep me company for 15 minutes meditating on the mysteries of the rosary with the purpose of making reparation to me, I promise to assist them at the hour of death with all the graces necessary for the salvation of their souls. Help bring about peace in the world and save your soul. Pretty good deal if you ask me. And don't give me this, I'm already saved. Once saved, always saved, and salvation through faith alone are lies." And 3, the Holy Father must consecrate Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, publicly, in union with all the bishops of the world. This has not been done. Many attempts have been made, but each time something was missing. The Vatican claims that it has been done. I'm not going to go into details as why it hasn't been done and why the Vatican is lying about it. There are plenty of videos out there that discuss that, and I may do a future video on it. But it hasn't been done. However, if we do what we're supposed to do, pray the rosary, and practice the first 5 Saturdays, then God will give us a Pope who will do it, and we will have the air of peace. Notice nowhere does it say pick up an AR-15 and quote human documents such as the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence that claim that we have a right to overthrow the government. All that's going to do is get you and your family killed. If you really want to do something about this situation and get peace in the world and get rid of tyranny, then pray the rosary and do the first 5 Saturdays. If you're not Catholic, then become Catholic and do the first 5 Saturdays if you really want peace in the world. Until my next video, God bless.